Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is War Room Live. AlexJonesLive.com is the website. That's AlexJonesLive.com. Make sure to share that around. Even our fans are still confused by this. If you used to go to InfoWars.com, now you go to the Alex Jones, or I'm sorry, AlexJonesLive.com. You support us by going to the AlexJonesStore.com. But everything that you used to go to InfoWars for, all the articles, all the same writers, all the videos, the shows, the live streams, all could be found at AlexJonesLive.com. Share that link now, AlexJonesLive.com. Now, if you want to support us in our mission to rebuild what has been stolen from us and to come back bigger and better and stronger than ever, then we need your support at thealexjonesstore.com. And look, the products that we offer are incredible. If people are tuning in, I know we have a lot of new listeners every day. If you're unfamiliar with how this organization operates, we don't really have any sponsors. We don't really have any advertisers. We have thealexjonesstore.com. And if you like what we do here, we ask you support us at thealexjonesstore.com. And the products that we have on thealexjonesstore.com are just the best products that we can find that we white label, private label, and sell at a discount. So, you know, if you purchase colostrum, just get it from us. It'll be the best quality you can possibly get at the lowest price we can possibly provide it, usually lower than is even responsible because we give these massive discounts because we, you know, want you to try the products because we're confident in them. And we know that if you try them once, you will almost certainly return to try them again because once you experience life on these supplements, life off of these supplements is a gray and miserable experience. And I say that only like joking a little bit. As you know, when we came over to the new studio from the old studio, I left all of my old supplements at the old studio, just left them all behind. And for like a week here, I was just like, why am I so tired? I'm like, is there a gas leak in this studio? I'm tired. I got brain fog. Like, what is happening to me? Then I realized it's because I just didn't think about it. At the old studio, I'd be popping Shilajit, I'd be popping Irish Sea Moss, and I just thought this. I'm always energetic and upbeat. That's just how I am. Well, I got some help from the supplements, and if you don't take them, you feel the absence. So go now, thealexjonesstore.com. All of the supplements on the site are the best we could possibly find at the lowest price we can possibly offer. So, like I said, if you know, Methylene Blue is one of these. You can find all different brands of all different strengths and sizes and purities, and it can be kind of overwhelming. Which one's the best one? Don't worry about it. We did the research. We looked at all of the options. We found the absolute best one, and we made it even better and private labeled it, and of course have Ultramethylene Red to, you know, go along with it. So that's what we do. So if you want to support us, if you like what we do, all we ask is that you support yourself and we help, and you help yourself by getting one of our products and experiencing the incredible positive results that all of our customers experience with those things. So go now, thealexjonesstore.com. There's a massive flash buy one, get one sale on T3 Trifecta Iodine Tincture. Buy one of those, get the second one absolutely free. And that's one you might want to stock up on because it tends to sell out if our old, iodine tincture is anything to go by. As you know, it supports thyroid health, hormone balance, metabolism, energy, and daily wellness. There's really nothing better than iodine. Get it today, T3 iodine. Buy one, get one at Alex Jones Store, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I believe Michael Cargill, my guest, is ready for us. He, of course, is the owner and operator of Central Texas Gunworks here in Austin, Texas. And Mr. Cargill, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you. Nice to be in the new studio.
Well, yeah, and one day we'll have it set up where you can actually come and visit us here as you're a local and often visit us in our studio. And last time you visited us in our studio, you had just been involved in an attempted robbery and you went and had to stop the guy in a city bus. I mean, it was kind of insane. And then there's this event yesterday the day before where I got the emergency alert, stay at home. It's a shelter in place order because we've got teenagers running around randomly shooting into houses and apparently with stolen guns. Tell us how do these two stories connect and what do you know about the gangs running around Austin shooting random people?
Right. Yeah. So I don't know anything about any gangs, but I tell you, these some rotten individuals here. So the two situations are actually linked, and we didn't know that at the time. So the incident that happened with us in January, young man walks into the gun store, which we have people that are, young people. We teach classes like firearm safety courses for for minors, for young people, teenagers. Literally today, I had the Austin Independent School District drop off a busload of kids to get fingerprints done inside the gun store for background checks for things. So we have kids, you know, in the gun store all the time. It's nothing unusual. I've been in business for 15 years. I've been an instructor for over 20 years. So, you know, interacting with, you know, with kids, teenagers is something that we always do. What's out of the ordinary is, you know, back in January, like I said, last time I was on the show, you know, guy walks in, comes in and actually, you know, he was there. He said to do fingerprints or whatever, which is nothing out of the ordinary. While he was there, he said, "Hey, can I look at a firearm?" And so, yeah. And so my clerk let him look at the gun. He's looking at the gun. And while he has it in his hand, he runs out the door with it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we give chase. One of my guys go out the front door, you know, jump in the vehicle. One of my guys call 911. I run out the back door. This guy goes to the Capital Metro bus station, you know, just like I explained last time, jumps on that, you know, city bus. I jump in front of the bus. I stop the bus, get the bus driver to open a door. Bus driver opens the door. I jump on the bus, held the bus there, had the driver close the door. We're trying to call, you know, APD, trying to get the police there, you know, and this is, you know, this, we're talking a 15, 20 minute time span here, waiting on law enforcement to arrive, you know, at, you know, we're like not too far away from downtown Austin. So finally, the police get there. But before the police get there, this guy's in back of the bus, you know, lighting up a cigarette or e-cig or something and starts smoking it and pacing back and forth. And I tell this guy, look, dude, if you're contemplating, you know, taking that gun and actually, I don't know if you have ammunition or not, but if you load that magazine and you put that magazine in that gun, you know, we're going to have a problem. We're all going to die on this bus. And so I explained this to Austin Police Department, what happened, you know, with my interaction with this guy and how dangerous these two, because there's two of them, these two individuals were. I said, you know, and they arrested them. They got there, arrested them. They found, you know, got the gun, recovered the gun, everything, and took them to jail. Stealing a firearm in the state of Texas is a felony. Mm. Okay. It is a very serious crime. So, but unfortunately, it's theft during the daytime. Since it's theft during the daytime, we cannot use deadly force. We cannot shoot them. If it was theft at night, if they use a little force, hit someone, did something, pepper spray, whatever, we would have been able to use deadly force because then it turns into robbery or aggravated robbery.
Right.
And so, but unfortunately, it was theft. And because it was just theft, you know, I couldn't shoot this guy. I couldn't pull my gun out of my holster. Couldn't point it at him or anything like that because I was not justified. I would have been prosecuted by the Travis County District Attorney's Office. They couldn't wait to get me locked up and prosecute me. So I can't put myself in that situation. So we held the guy there. The police got there. They arrested both of them, took them to Gardner Betts, which is the juvenile detention center here in Austin, Texas. And unbeknownst to me, they're supposed to notify me this. They're supposed to notify me that they're releasing this guy or they're going to have a hearing, you know, to release him back into the public or release him to his parents or Gardner, whoever, guardian. They didn't do that. So instead, they go ahead and have this hearing. They release this guy after committing felonies, both of them, back into the community to their parents. This guy does not show up for court or a hearing or whatever. So they issue a warrant for his arrest, a felony warrant for his arrest. They didn't tell me that either. They didn't tell me he was back on the street. Didn't tell me they had a felony warrant for this guy's arrest after he had made four attempts to steal a gun from us. Wow. And we finally got him when he stole one. We got him captured and everything, you know, made four attempts. And this district attorney that we have in this county has done nothing to assist businesses, to assist homeowners, the community in capturing these people, you know, and while prosecuting them. So this guy's back out on the streets. He recruits someone else. You know, he gets some other people and he drives the vehicle. And I didn't know this at the time. I found this out after the fact. He was actually the getaway driver. They pull into like four or five businesses away from us. But what he did not know is I use a lot of technology around the entire area. I'm friends with a lot of different businesses. So I have technology on different businesses in my area just for this specific situation.
Right.
So he parks, you know, away from the business. He walks into the gun store and he caught us at a perfect time. You know, I'm actually in the classroom teaching a class. I have a classroom full of students. One of my other employees was doing something. It was that 10, 15 minute time span where nothing was actually going on. And so we're actually getting ready to transition into something else. He walks in, asks to look at a firearm. And even when the police officer looked at this guy's photo, the police officer thought he was 20, 21 years of age, a young individual. He didn't think it was actually a teenager, right, by looking at the photo that we showed him when he walked into the gun store. So he was, you know, looking at the firearm just like, you know, we normally do. And then, boom, he darts out the front door. My employee immediately gave chase, was actually on his tail. The only way this guy got away is because he dove head first into a vehicle that was backed into a parking space where they can actually get out and burn out of the parking lot.
He learned his lesson. He learned his lesson about getaway vehicles. You don't use the city bus. You're going to want to have somebody there. Not to make light of this, but okay. So he jumped in the vehicle and got away. And that was probably one of the stolen vehicles, if I had to guess.
That is correct. And at the time, it was not reported stolen. So we had the complete make and model of the vehicle. I had a crystal clear description of this vehicle that we gave law enforcement. My employee gave chase, jumped into his vehicle, and he's chasing, you know, following this guy and chasing him. And I actually have my employee's location. So my employee didn't have to contact me. He knows I know where he is. So I'm on the phone with 911. I'm telling them, you know, they're at this intersection. They're heading south. They're here. They're now going past this light. They're going past this light. They're going past this intersection. You know, play by play exactly where they are. This is the complete license plate number. This is the exact vehicle, make, model. This is the color of the vehicle. In the back window, there is a UT baseball cap. In the front of the vehicle, the license plate is actually in the front window and not on the front bumper of the vehicle. You know, there's on the hood for the helicopter, there's hail damage on the hood of the vehicle. You know, so I'm giving them crystal clear information, you know, crystal clear description of the individual. And so they order us to break it off. And you know, because we're chasing, we're not following. And they said that we could be charged with a crime of reckless, you know, of something. And so I had to, you know, get my guy to stop. And so, you know, return back to the store. By that time, finally, the Austin Police Department showed up at the business. And then, you know, these guys got away. Now, later on, the next day, this is how they were caught. The community outside of Austin actually uses Flock cameras. And so they picked up the license plate number of another vehicle that they've stolen because they ditched the first vehicle. Now, we've given them the license plate. If they'd use that technology, I know a lot of people are against this, but we're talking about a fleeing felon. We're talking about, you know, the community is at danger right now.
Well, this is
the opportunity. What this type of technology should be used for.
This is where it should be used. And that's the thing, is we have all this surveillance technology. It's used to give me tickets and tow your car if you're parked too long. But when you actually have a real threat to, you know, the community safety, oh, all of a sudden you can't use it for that. So, yeah, I'm against the surveillance, too. But if we're going to have it, this is what it needs to be used for. And it could actually, you could make the argument, hey, we're made safer by this stuff. So you're exactly right. Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're fine. And so we gave them all this information and, man, you know, they missed the opportunity also to catch these guys. And they could have, these guys should have been in custody by 12 noon. This happened at 11:33 a.m. on a Saturday morning. They could have been captured by 12 noon if they use everything at their fingertips. But the city of Austin, city council, you know, will not allow the Austin Police Department to use this technology that's actually installed around the city. The Travis County DA refuses to prosecute these little young monsters. I'm just floored. I'm so frustrated.
Well, absolutely. And it's amazing hearing you say this, because yesterday when we were covering the story, we had all these assumptions, but you're now confirming all of them, because we can look at just the way Austin conducts itself and go, hey, you know, these kids wouldn't be out if we had actual law enforcement. We've had a DA that actually punished people, but we didn't know the actual details. That was just sort of, you know, the atmosphere of Austin crime right now is just, yeah, this stuff has been happening at an increasing rate. But now you're saying like absolutely these guys have been arrested, should have been charged with felonies, because the DA dropped it is why this event happened. And then yesterday I was also talking about, yeah, go ahead.
We caught them, Harrison.
Right.
I handed this over to the district attorney on a civil platter that first time in January. I said, here's the crystal clear video. Here's the audio from the business, outside the business, you know, the back of the business. Here's everything. Here's them taking the firearm, grabbing it. You know, this is everything that you need. Here's the make, model, serial number of the gun. You know, they put their hands on it. They were in possession of it. The police recovered it from them on the city bus. You know, here it is on a silver platter. And then he let them walk out of custody and let them go into the hands of their parents back home and with no responsibility, no accountability whatsoever.
No, it's absolutely insane. And it is a regular thing. So, you know, obviously when we are assuming this, it's because of the basis of pattern recognition that we have. But now, you know, we have it confirmed by you that absolutely these guys should have been held to account for the first crimes they committed, and they wouldn't have been around to shoot random people, including four who were injured and had to go to the hospital because of it.
And like you said, they graduated. So they got exactly. Smart. They said, hey, this time we're not going to use the city bus. This time, you know, they learned from, you know, right. their first four attempts, you know, and then the one successful one that we caught them. So they learned from this. And they said, okay, this is what went wrong last time. This is what we're going to correct this time. We're going to steal a vehicle, steal several cars. You know, we're going to ditch this vehicle. We're going to steal another vehicle. Man, they were on point and yep. caused complete havoc around the entire city. They've graduated to something else. So if they don't prosecute them this time, this group of people, they're going to graduate, and it's going to be worse the next time.
100%. And of course, this is what happens with criminals, and they learn. They're incentivized by certain things. And when they get caught red-handed on the city bus with the gun and nothing happens to them, what lesson do you think they learn? They learn, okay, we get to do this. And hey, if it works out, we get a free gun. If it doesn't, we get let go. There's really no risk, so why not try it over and over until it succeeds? This is from Alex Cohen at another Cohen on X, and he's a big account, 250,000 followers. So I'm just saying that because it's not a random account. I think this is something you can trust. He says, a couple years back, I woke up to an abandoned Kia still running and parked on our street when we lived in East Austin. Our security camera footage showed what looked like 10 to 12 teens pulling up at 4 a.m. in three stolen cars, dumping everything from the cars into the street, looking into the parked cars, our included, partying a bit, and then driving off. The next morning, I called the cops to get the Kia towed. When the officer showed up, I showed him the video and asked if he had an idea of who'd done it. Without hesitation, he said, yes, it's the same group of teens who keep breaking into and stealing cars. Every time they get arrested, the DA's office drops the charges and lets them go. Austin could solve a big chunk of its crime problem if it got rid of Jose Garza and just prosecuted crime. So, I mean, this is like a plague in Austin right now, and they are not doing anything to solve it. And the other thing is, like, if there was anarchy, this wouldn't be an issue either. These guys would have no longer tried to steal guns after the first time they got caught by you. But it's like the justice system in America is counterproductive. It protects criminals and stops regular citizens from taking the law into their own hands. It's completely inverted and backwards the way things are operating right now.
Yeah, what I want the state of Texas to do is I want them to release us, you know, and say, hey, you know, when it comes to theft of a firearm, let us use deadly force. Doesn't matter if it's daytime, nighttime, whatever. You steal a gun. Let us use deadly force so we can put them on that escalator to Jesus and let him figure it out.
It would certainly be more effective than what we do now. Now, I know we only have a few minutes with you. And I don't know if you've to change topic just a little bit. I think you're the perfect person to ask about what's happened with Chud the Builder. Have you followed that case at all? And as a firearm instructor, you know, what is your interpretation of his self-defense claim and the fact that he brought out a gun and thought it necessary to use it during the fight? I'm springing this on you for our audience. We didn't talk about this before. So I don't know if you followed this or not, but as a firearm instructor, I feel like you would have a valuable insight into this.
Yeah, I looked at it a little bit. And the thing that my question is, he was on, he's at some kind of bail or something like that from a previous case. Mm-hmm. So he's out on bond for a previous case. So I'm thinking that as a condition of his bond from that first case, he was probably not supposed to have a firearm, you know, and if that's the case, then that's going to be a problem for his defense. If part of your first, you know, your bond conditions of the first case, you're not supposed to be in possession of any guns at all. That's definitely going to be an issue. Outside of that, you know, yes, you absolutely have a right to defend yourself. You know, this guy clearly went to wherever Chud was, and I'm not a big fan of him at first of all, right. Don't like Chud the Big Builder. I think it's racist. It is what it is.
I think you have pretty good reason for suspecting that. Yeah.
Okay. But he has a right to defend himself. He's at the courthouse, whatever, walking around. You have a right to be wherever you want to be. This is America. You have a right to be there as long as it wasn't a condition of his bond that he was not supposed to be there. This guy followed him, tracked him down and started an engagement with him. And if it turned physical, then he has a right to pull out a gun, defend himself, if he had a right to own that firearm.
Yeah. Yeah. But of course, it's better if you don't ever have to use the firearm. And of course, as a person who carries firearm, you know, it for good people, you know, with decent people, it makes you very peaceful because you know how intense things can get so quickly. Well, thank you so much for coming on with us. And it's just tragic what's happened here in Austin. Final thoughts for people who are watching this unfold, or people like myself that are like, I guess I got to get out of the city now because things are just unsafe. I mean, what can we do as individuals to protect ourselves from the you know, whatever crime affects us that our authorities seem utterly incapable or unwilling to deal with?
Yeah, like I told my employees today, you got to keep your head on the swivel. Be aware of what's going on. You've got to profile people when they come in. Unfortunately, that's what we're going to have to do. We're stepping up. We're actually installing some new devices and new technology inside the gun store. We're stepping up to the plate, acknowledging that, you know, something happened and we need to make a change. So I'm going to make that change. I'm not going to tell people what it is. It's a very expensive change that we're going to do and we're going to implement. And so this will help us, you know, in the future of making sure this doesn't ever happen again, because the last thing I want to happen is for someone to get access to a firearm and do this exact, you know, this exact thing. Like I said, I've been in business for over 15 years. I've been an instructor for over 20 years. I don't want something like this to ever happen again. So I'm definitely going to make some changes in what I do. I thought what we had in place was enough. Obviously, it was not. So we're going to do a little more. And I encourage people to be vigilant. Lock your vehicles. Don't leave your keys in your vehicles. Don't leave your vehicles running. You know, lock your doors. Use your alarm system. Be vigilant when it comes to this, because they're monsters. They're monsters out there. And we have a district attorney in these liberal cities that are not prosecuting these monsters at all. And since they're not doing it, it's going to take us to do that. And I'm going to my Texas legislature. I've contacted some elected officials yesterday. I'm going to contact them tomorrow because I want to make sure that for theft of a firearm, I want to be able to use deadly force, because I would gladly love to put them on that escalator to Jesus and send it to him and let him sort it all out.
And save lives in the process. I mean, thank God nobody died from these attacks, but four people shot randomly in their home. I mean, yeah, you put that guy down, you end the threat, obviously. My last question before I let you go, Michael D. Cargill on X, at Michael D. Cargill. When are you running for Austin mayor? When are you going to be in charge of the city? I would throw my support behind that so fast, and I think you could really do some good. Are you got any plans to run for office?
No, this city couldn't handle me. They couldn't handle the changes that I would make. I would actually empower the police department to do a little more, get more police officers, you know, willing to actually work in this city, expand a lot of things. So no, there's definitely there. They don't want me.
Well, I'm putting that bug in your ear. I'm going to make you think about that, because this is the problem. It's not that we're incapable of stopping this stuff. It's that our authorities refuse to act. Michael D. Cargill, incredible stuff as always. Central Texas Gunworks. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, folks. I am InfoWars.